He might be an action star to millions, but actor Greg Lowe loves nothing more than bracing dips in the sea and mushy peas when he gets back home.
Greg Lowe is a superstar superhero and credits his childhood in Great Yarmouth for his acting success. He's just finished filming a new Netflix series coming to our television screens later this year, in which he plays a superhero and he was also Ink in X-Men. Greg discovered drama early. Mum used to take us to the theatre all the time as kids, he said. We went to see a pantomime at St George's Theatre, and I remember seeing these three bears dressed up and just really wanted to be a bear. At five, he joined a drama club for children. At six, he was on stage at St George's in a production of Cinderella. And at eight, he won his first professional role in Peter Pan at the Cambridge Theatre in London. Today, Greg, now 33, travels between London, Toronto and New York for work, but he returns to Yarmouth as often as he can to see family and friends and to enjoy a swim in the sea, whatever the weather. I always get out on the beach. I like to keep fit, so I go for runs along the beach, go to my friend's gym. And I love mushy peas from the chip stall on Yarmouth Market, and sometimes treat myself to chips too. Great Yarmouth is where it all began, said Greg. I'm very keen to retain a close connection with my roots and to inspire people from home. And his message is, just believe in yourself. You never know what's going to happen. If you have a real passion for something, just follow it. Follow your heart. It can happen to anyone. Greg attended Cliff Park High School in Galston, and he trained with Stage Door in Norfolk and the National Youth Theatre before going to drama school. His sister is an illustrator in Vancouver, Canada, and Greg said of their parents, they were just really supportive of us. He joined Mamma Mia in the West End and had a recurring role in ITV's Grantchester before winning a leading part in the American crime series Jet, alongside Giancarlo Esposito. He was Gus Fring in Breaking Bad, which is now showing on Sky this side of the Atlantic. But in 2015, Greg went into cardiac arrest just after completing the Toronto Marathon. A trainee paramedic gave him CPR and saved his life. He since found out that he was technically dead for several minutes. It's been called sudden death syndrome, and I'm still having tests, said Greg, who now has a defibrillator fitted. It certainly makes you take stock of what you're doing. It makes you realise your mortality and gives you an appreciation of life. I kind of feel that I've been doing what I want to do anyway. I'm still following my heart and dreams. It did influence my decision not to take life too seriously and try and focus on other people. Greg might be working and socialising with celebs, but he said, people are just people, whether you're a movie star or a selling mushy peas. His new Netflix role is in a series called Jupiter's Legacy, which should hit our screens this summer. Greg plays superhero Flaming Fists. His superpower is shooting fire from his fists in a new series based on a comic strip. It's like Marvel, but there's more violence and sex, and it's a bit gritty and dark, he said. So, what superpower would he choose in real life? I would love to be able to speak and understand any language, including animals' languages, said Greg. Already an expert in many different accents, he would love to take that ability several steps further. He's not able to have a pet himself because he has to move around so much for his work. There's a lot of living out of suitcases, he said. I'm a very minimal packer because I have to travel so much. I'm always having to reduce my life down to 27 kilos to get on an aeroplane. My bike is in Toronto, my books are in New York. However, his first home and the place he always returns to is Yarmouth.